Brock Faber joins us. He's with the Golden Gopher hockey program. And first of all, good to see you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, some exciting times certainly for you and one, Gopher hockey in general. But you and two of your teammates, Ben Myers and Matthew Nyes, are going to be on the Olympic team. Former Gopher Aaron Ness also will be on the U.S. Olympic team. And I want to ask you about the process and how it all unfolded. But first, the first question right out of the chute, how do you feel about this? I mean, how exciting is this for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a dream come true. It's something you ever since I started playing hockey, obviously, it's, you know, throwing on that USA jersey is pretty special. And I've been, you know, fortunate enough to have done that a few times, but, you know, not on a stage like this, that's for sure. You know, playing in the Olympics is, it's hard to, put into words how it makes me feel. Obviously, a little unfortunate, you know, obviously it's tough to leave the guys in such an important time during the season. But like I said, it's, you know, representing this country is something super special to me. And something I'll, you know, obviously cherish, you know, for the rest of my life. So,
yeah, I know earlier in the week and last week, your head coach, Bob Motzko, talked about, you know, he wasn't going to hold anybody back because it is such, especially in the hockey world, right? The Olympics are pretty meaningful. So if you get the chance, yeah, he was going to let you guys do that. And how cool is it, too, to be able to take, a couple of your teammates with you as part of Team USA?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, obviously those two guys really deserve it. Hey, they're pretty fun to watch, obviously, as you know, those two are – they're special. And, you know, they're going to bring that, you know, to the world stage and, you know, show that off at the Olympics. But, having guys that I've obviously played with a lot now and, became really close with is obviously, makes, you know, travel a lot easier, you know, going to China, things like that. So it'll be fun. Definitely special for all three of us. So
the Olympics, of course, initially were designed to have NHL players in it, and then that got kind of sidetracked, and all of a sudden word started to trickle out, and there were some, you know, rumblings before all this process unfolded that, hey, it might be some college guys, some minor league guys, and they're starting to talk. And at what point for you did it become like, hey, this might be happening, and kind of take us through the processes? I'm sure it wasn't just like, hey, one phone call, do you want to do it? I'm sure there was some feeling out process and all of that stuff. What was that like?
Well, yeah. So I was at, you know, World Juniors, and it was obviously you had heard, you know, on Twitter, everything about how NHL guys aren't going. And obviously it was in the back of my head, but I was more focused on, you know, World Juniors, obviously. And then when that got canceled, John Van Biesbroek, he came up to me and Jake Sanderson, Matty Veneers brought us aside and, asked obviously how we feel about the Olympics, things like that. And in the end asked us to go, and it was kind of, it was shocking. You know, you didn't really, lots of emotions and, a pretty, you know, quick time period with the tournament getting canceled and then getting asked to go to the Olympics. So, obviously first thing I did was went upstairs and called my parents and told them, and, it was special, definitely a very special moment. So.
Yeah, and obviously we mentioned the Olympics are, you know, within hockey especially, the Olympics are, you know, the world stage of sports. And with hockey, you're clearly too young to know about the Miracle on Ice team in terms of seeing it personally. I'm old enough to remember watching that unfold. But I'm sure you've seen the movie and maybe even talked to some former Gophers who, you know, were part of that Miracle team. I mean, when you think about a kid like you from Minnesota, that is a backdrop. Obviously the NHL guys, you know, who you look up to as well have been in it in the past. I mean, take me through that emotion of knowing, you know, kind of the Gopher history and all of the Minnesota connections that the Olympic hockey team has had over the years.
Yeah, I mean, you see all the Gopher guys on that team, obviously, leading the way was Herb Brooks, obviously. And he's, you know, we come here every day and there's, you know, Herb Brooks' picture just about everywhere in the rink. So, it's special, obviously, watching the movie Miracle on Ice. That was always the go-to, probably seen that over 50 times, always just playing in the minivan, you know, driving to the rink, whatever it was. So, it's something that, you know, when you're a kid watching that movie, you know, you obviously dream about doing that, but you never know how real it is. Obviously until you get asked to go, and then it's, you know, all those kind of emotions just start, rushing up, and it's, like I said, hard to put into words how special this is for all three of us, every guy that got asked. We're really looking forward to it for sure.
So you mentioned you were part of the World Juniors, and then that got, you know, the trapdoor kind of fell out on that thing, and now it's moved on to the Olympics. So based on that experience, and you know, you're kind of familiar with the international stage, what as a team for Team USA, what's kind of the goal now as you can get a handle on prospects for what lies ahead?
You know, obviously it's we've had a Zoom call. We have a few set up, and you know, as a team, we got a fast, skilled team, and we're an in your face type team. That's how we're gonna have to play to be successful at this tournament. Obviously, it's you know, it's gonna be tough. There's gonna be a lot of adversity with, you know, COVID and, you know, getting there, travel, things like that. But you know, obviously that all flies out the window, you know, when that first puck drops. So yeah, like I said, lots of skill on this team. There's a lot of amazing players on this team. You know, good mix of veterans and young guys, and it should be fun. We're going to be a fast, skilled team. It's going to be fun, like I said. So
you mentioned, you know, with the obviously the COVID situation, I'm sure, you know, that is a situation that everyone will be monitoring. And now I know this week they announced that there won't be general fans. Have you heard what it may or may not be? I mean, if your family wanted to go, friends wanted to go, what's the situation for you guys there?
I don't think family's going. I think they have kind of a separate thing for family, but yeah, everything's kind of up in the air. It's, you know, it's obviously pretty quick with everything, just, you know, NHL not going, things like that, trying to find a team. There's obviously been a lot of information, you know, coming in the past 2 weeks, and then, you know, the next 2 weeks is going to be the same. So, like I said, it's all kind of up in the air right now. We're just, we're focused on the Gophers right now, but you know, when that time comes, it's, you know, we're going to be locked in. So,
well, you've been, you know, a star hockey player for years on the international stage as well with the juniors and stuff before that. How many different places has hockey taken you now? And I'm guessing it's a first for you going to China. You haven't been to China to play hockey yet, have you?
I have never been to China. No, I've been to Europe a couple times with NTDP. I've obviously been to Canada with the World Juniors. A bunch of different states. I'd say basically every state. You know, I'm pretty fortunate to be able to travel the world playing the game that I love. So, yeah, I've never been to China though. So this will be a first for a lot of guys, if not everyone. So.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, I want to ask you, too, you mentioned that your current focus, obviously the long-term focus within the next few months and the next few weeks will be the Olympics, but the current focus is you and the Gophers, and you guys have a huge series coming up this weekend in the Big Ten when really the two preseason favorites, Minnesota and Michigan, two of the blue bloods of hockey, it's a home set for you guys and huge, right? Take me through your thoughts on this weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be really fun. Obviously, they're a really good hockey team. You know, but we're confident in what we have in this locker room. Obviously, it's you know, the season hasn't gone necessarily the way we wanted, but you know, we're just moving forward. You know, we're growing, we're learning, we're chemistry starting to form as a team. You know, we're excited. You know, this is obviously one that's circled on the calendar, and you know, we're gonna be ready to go come, you know, Friday night. So.
What do you see from the Wolverines? What will be a key for the Gophers in this weekend?
Yeah, it's just obviously they have, you know, as everyone knows, they got a lot of high draft picks. They got a lot of skill on their team. But, you know, we can beat them with, you know, our hard work, with our feet, with our speed. Obviously, skill game going back and forth, it's going to be tough, especially on the big ice. But if we play our game, hard nose, gritty, get pucks behind their D, don't overhandle pucks. You know, we like, you know, what we got, and like I said, in that locker room, and we're confident going into it. So
how big can it be if there's a nice crowd of people wearing maroon and gold at 3M Arena at Mariucci this weekend too?
I mean, that's huge. Obviously it's, you know, having the crowd here, obviously it's something that every kid in this locker room, you know, dreamed of, you know, playing on Mariucci with a big crowd, big student section. You know, I have a feeling it's going to be rocking, and we're excited. We're definitely looking forward to it. So,
well, good luck this weekend. Good luck as well here in a few weeks when you head to China. you know, hopefully it'd be great to medal, bring back a gold medal, and join that historic group of Gophers who have done that in the past. And then, man, you get back, there'll be no rest. It's, you know, Big Ten tournament time, hopefully NCAA tournament time. Could be a big year for you and your teammates.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're excited. It's going to be fun.
All right, very good. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much.